Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
Did you know that sloths are really good swimmers?
I actually didn't know that. I mean, I've seen photos of them in water, and even though I've seen sloths in person, we got the chance to go to Costa Rica, I never saw them doing their the little doggy paddle thing that I saw them doing on the video.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely look cute, but not particularly graceful. But I was actually shocked to learn they're actually really strong swimmers. And apparently they move three times as fast in water as they do on land, which I know isn't great, but it's an improvement.
Yeah, I guess so.
And also, they can hold their breath underwater for 40 minutes.
Now, that's impressive.
Yeah, but my favorite thing I learned is that because they're so slow to move on land, sometimes sloths will just dive bomb from a tree limb that's overhanging over some water just so that they can shorten their commute to the pool. Isn't that great?
That's pretty impressive.
And that's just one of nine facts we've got on today's show about sloths. Let's dig in.
Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson. As always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hatikader. And sitting behind the soundproof glass, thumbing through an old copy of Ranger Rick, that's our friend and producer Tristan McNeil. It's been a while since I've seen a copy of that.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to have Gabe on the line, as we often do for nine things, but Gabe is home with a pretty nasty cold.
I know. So. It's the first time he's called in sick.
Yeah. Well, we wish him well, but actually, he sent me his facts. He decided to go ahead and do the research. But he said he'd sound a little too stopped up if he were to join us. So I'm going to play the role of Gabe today.
Good.
All right, here we go. So can I start us off?
As you or Gabe?
Well, I'm going to start us off as me.
Okay.
Is that good? All right. Yeah. Here we go. My first fact that I found. So, you know, one thing these mini Chewbaccas aren't slow at, we've talked about how slow they are, but not at mating. And actually, according to public radio, the whole mating ritual is done in about 5 seconds. And that includes the foreplay. So you're probably wondering, how does this work? You know, in case your parents didn't teach you about the birds and the sloths, the female sloth barks out a scream when she's in heat. And then the male sloths come racing over to court her, or race as fast as they can. I mean, they're sloths. They're not swimming over. So, but the sloths are so good at sex, or at least productive at it, that at the sloth sanctuary in Costa Rica, sloth sex is the one thing that's actually forbidden. They're too good at it, and the sanctuary does not need any more babies.
That's so ridiculous.
That's pretty good. All right, Gabe, what do you have next? Oh, well, I'm Gabe, and here's my next fact. So if you love avocados, you should thank a sloth. According to Smithsonian, giant ground sloths used to roam the earth during the Cenozoic era. And the creatures were massive, about the size of UPS trucks, actually.
Huh.
But the creatures loved avocado. And along with a few other massive animals like mammoths, they would eat the fruit whole for a snack. Then they would deposit the seed miles away as they traveled, all of which helped to keep the avocado around.
I'll remember to thank a sloth the next time I see one.
It's a pretty good fact from Gabe, don't you think?
Yeah, great reading.
All right.
Okay, so I've got another fact for you. So I'm sure you know this, but early descriptions of the sloth weren't favorable at all. And according to Atlas Obscura, one of the early 19th century natural history books described them as, I've got the quote here, imperfect monsters of creation, equally remarkable in their disgusting appearance and helpless condition.
Ouch, that's pretty rough.
And while there's plenty of debate over whether sloths are cute or not, I mean, you see all sorts of debate on the internet, one thing you can't dispute is how they smell, which is good.
Really?
Yeah, because they're such slow-moving creatures, they actually don't need sweat glands. And not stinking is actually useful to them because it keeps predators off their scent.
Huh.
Yeah, so you're probably wondering, what do they actually smell like? And the answer is trees. So mostly they just pick up the scent of wherever they're at, which means their fur gets coated in tree sap, and basically they smell like air fresheners.
Wow, that's pretty good. But actually, it leads into my next fact, because while they might smell good, I do need to remind you they are covered in algae. Now, sometimes you'll see them turn the kind of this greenish tint, and especially during the rainy season. And it's because they're basically part of the trees. But the algae does have some benefits to the sloth. It kind of helps them camouflage. Also, sloths occasionally snack on the algae as a quick treat, and they might even absorb the nutrients from the algae into their skin. But that said, the algae isn't the only thing hanging out on the sloth. So moths sometimes live in their fur as well.
That's pretty good.
All right, Gabe, your next fact. Okay, well, I'm Gabe, and my next fact goes like this. While they are definitely slow-moving, wild sloths aren't in the same category as koalas. Those lazy beasts sleep 18 hours a day. Also, I do just want to say, because sloths tend to be slow-moving, when they move, it's pretty efficient. They're always calculating the fastest way to get somewhere so that they don't need to backtrack as they go, you know, maybe 40 meters from one treetop to another.
Huh.
But back to the sleepy part about them. Sloths only sleep about 9 hours a day in the wild, which isn't that much more than most humans. And for the record, this is a fairly recent discovery, coming in the last decade or so when some scientists put brain caps on them to monitor their brain waves. And that said, once sloths are living the good life in captivity, they do tend to take advantage of the situation and take in a few more hours of rest.
I like that fact, Gabe.
All right, thanks. Well, what's your next one?
So this is one I thought was pretty funny. Sloths have all sorts of strange biological features, right? They have these conical teeth. They're related to armadillo and anteaters. But according to Boing Boing, their family tree diverged from those lines about 75 to 80 million years ago. But the weirdest thing to me about them is that they really don't get fat in a traditional way. So this is again from Boing Boing, but most mammals have fat tucked around their bodies. But when a sloth gets obese, they hold that extra weight in fat deposits in their feet.
In their feet?
I know, they get fat feet.
How is something kind of like, it's both cute and disgusting at the same time?
And useless.
Fat feet. It's fun to say that. All right. Well, I know we've talked about this before, but no discussion of sloth biology is complete without a little discussion of their poo dances, which I know we've both seen videos of before. And sloths, which kind of live in this natural state of constipation, at least according to the Washington Post, they shimmy down their trees once a week to poo. But the way they do it is pretty funny. So they sort of cling to the tree and shake their hips slowly, dancing it out of their system in one slow, long go of it. But the big question is, why don't they just go from the trees, especially when leaving the tree is actually a dangerous activity for them? That's when the eagles pluck them off or other predators tend to notice them. But there are a few theories why. So some people think it has to do with mating and attracting a mate to a particular tree. Some people think it has to do with the moths on their bodies because the moths lay eggs in their feces. But personally, I think the sloth just enjoys a little dance party of one, you know? They just need to dance. And, I don't know, poo, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's my last fact. Okay, Gabe, time to close it for us. Here we go, last one. Well, this is a little off topic, but I'm sure you remember the character Sloth from The Goonies.
Yeah, The Goonies is a classic.
Yeah, well, if you're wondering what happened to him after the movie, which I know we all have wondered at some point, the IMDb has you covered. According to the novelization of the movie, Chunk's parents adopted Sloth and even threw him a bar mitzvah.
What?
So he's truly a man now.
Yeah, that's pretty
amazing. Is that not a great fact? I mean, Gabe closing the show with a great fact about one of my favorite movies as a kid. So
yeah,
I feel like we need to give him the trophy.
Yeah, so Gabe, if you're listening, feel better. Thank you for the fact. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.